He's Braden Gall. I'm Jason Fitzjulian, council producing tropical intern, just back there raising all sorts of heck. It's Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Super excited for this. Like, we get the most random, awesome guests to come in studio. I don't know why. Like, I don't know how anybody talks to anybody to getting up early and coming in and hanging out with us. But the room just got a lot cooler, for sure. Cooper Davis joins us. And Cooper, the 2016 world champion in professional bull riding. Thanks for taking some time and hanging out with us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for letting me hang out with you guys.
So how long have you been in Nashville at this point?
Got to Nashville Tuesday evening and really just been hanging out and having a good time and happy to get to hang out with you guys.
Is it your first trip here? No,
it's my third trip.
Third trip?
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite spots? We'll give away all your secrets here.
What's the breakfast place a few miles out of town? Or I say a few
Loveless,
miles
Loveless Cafe?
Yes, that's my favorite place.
The biscuits.
I have to go there before I leave, but the food and the people, that's my favorite.
So you just talked about like the greatest biscuits in Nashville. What sort of training regimen you guys have from a health standpoint? Because we've had MMA fighters in here, we've had boxers in here, and it's just everything is so specifically designed and geared towards whatever sport that person is doing. Do you guys have a specific sort of training regimen from a health nutrition standpoint?
Before I was way overweight and lost about 30 pounds, honestly. So I was eating chicken, broccoli, and rice for about 6 weeks and ended up dropping 30 pounds. And now it's just more of a maintaining type deal and do a lot of core workouts and do a lot of running. And it doesn't really pay to be really big and bulky in this sport.
Well, and you mentioned this sport, and we talked a little off air. You know, I spent a lot of my life touring and playing rodeos, and that's just part of country music. You play rodeos. And every time we would sit around and watch afterwards, I'd look at it and say, man, like, what's the trigger moment where you say, I want to do that? Because it looks hard, it looks painful, it looks just like it looks difficult, and it looks like
scary.
Very scary. I'm not much of a man's man, so I'm looking at it. That's why I play fiddle. So I'm looking at it and I'm saying, okay, they're just manlier than, like, what was the trigger moment for you where you looked at it and said, I'm gonna be a bull rider?
My sister she's married to the guy now, but he rode bulls professionally and still does. And one day I looked up to him, so I was like, hey, I'm gonna get on a bull. So I got on this bull, and it was scary, but it was fun. And 10 years ago, I hadn't looked back now, and it's just exciting.
So he still rides. Is there a family rivalry now? Like, what's Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah,
like?
What do you guys do after Thanksgiving dinner?
We're the best friends, so so we're all really close, and he's taught me a lot.
You said how scary it was, and obviously when you watch the sport as a fan, and you guys get tossed, and there's this, I don't know, 4-ton animal, whatever it is, that's just full of fury and rage and is bouncing around. What have you ever, like, what's the closest you've come, or have you been, not just injured, but the attack and that process after you get tossed? What is that? How, take the fans through that moment. What's going through your head, like getting out of there? Like, what's that like?
You know, whenever you first start out, everything's a blur, but now it's slowed down and you can find your spot to get off most of the time if everything's going right. But there have been those situations where, you know, you get off and your hand doesn't come out of the rope, and then you're kind of just hanging there and hoping your bullfighters can come and help you out. But this past finals, I kind of hung into my hand a little bit, and bull hit me right up under the rib cage, and it was pretty scary at that moment because I couldn't breathe, and I just won the world and died all at the same day, I thought.
So. Is that the most injured you've been, the most painful? Like, what's the most painful experience?
Most painful was probably a broken jaw. I've got 2 plates in the jaw, and I broke my collarbone last year. So anyway, the jaw is probably the most painful.
We're talking to Cooper Davis, and you just mentioned you won a world championship. Walk me through that, because we hear so many times athletes talk about, you know, winning a Super Bowl or winning an NBA championship. Walk me through that moment when it really sinks in and you say, hey, I'm the world champion.
You know, I don't know if it's sinking in yet. I'm still just chasing another one, I guess. So after the finals last year, we were coming in there neck and neck. There were 3 of us, and 3 of the best bull riders in the world. And J.B. Mooney, he's never easy to beat, and things just kind of fell into place on the last day and ended up having the world championship in my hand. But it's a life goal for sure.
When people come to the event, let's say new fans show up and come to the event, what is it that you guys want them to learn, to take away from the experience?
Bull riding's a fun sport for anybody, I think, to watch. Even if you're not a fan of the bull riding, we've got Flint Rasmussen out there that'll keep you rolling. So he's a pretty funny guy, and But no, I mean, I want people to leave there as fans, and I want people to be able to interact with us, because that's something that's different about us. We walk around the arena and shake hands and try to get to know our fans.
That's actually really cool that you mentioned that. We're talking to Cooper Davis. Here's some details on the event I want to make sure you guys know. Obviously, professional bull riders, we've been giving away tickets this week. You know that. It's the Built for Tough Music City Knockout, which is one of PBR's four major events of the year. Friday starts at 7:45 p.m. Saturday starts at 6:45 p.m. It's at Bridgestone. You know that. Tickets are on sale at Bridgestone Arena box office, Ticketmaster.com, or you can call the PBR customer service line, 1-800-732-1727. So you mentioned like sort of doing the shake and howdy with the fans and getting to meet them. Have you seen that rise, and what's that been like for you seeing now that you're a champion and trying to get to as many people as possible in that reach?
You know, there's definitely been an increase in my fan base, and I appreciate that tremendously. But some of my fans have become some of my closest friends, honestly. So, you know, they're fans, but at the same time, you know, we're all a close-knit family, and, you know, we see a lot of the same people week in and week out. So it's more of a family than a fan base, I believe.
One of the things I noticed while watching on television, at least, is the different analytics on, like, each bull. Like, you'll hear the announcers will be breaking down, like, the temperament and, like, the whole thing. Like, do you have scouting reports on each one of these animals? And then by the time you get to your shot and you're like, man, I wanted that one. Like, is there ever, like, break down that process?
We've got a website called Pro Bull Stats. We can look the bulls up, and sometimes there's videos of them that you can watch, but... bulls have characteristics, but at the same time, it's good not to know a lot of times, because they can change it up and they can make you look pretty dumb out there. So it's best not to know for me.
Interesting.
That is interesting. By the way, guys, the PBR event, they're also, for the first time ever, they're doing a looks like a PBR fan fest outside at Bridgestone Arena. So Friday night, Friday from 4 to 8 p.m., Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m., they're going to have concerts out there, all sorts of free stuff. Free stuff going on out there. Claire Dunn's going to be one of the performers. Claire is absolutely fantastically talented, so you should go check that out for sure. They've never done a fan fest at Bridgestone, so it's a good time to get out there and sort of show support. There's a bunch of interactive things you can do out there, too. Do you have a favorite like sport other than bull riding that you're super into?
Man, I like football.
Can't be from Texas and not like football.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, football is my favorite
sport. Is
there,
like, a favorite team for?
Seattle, honestly.
Wow.
It's different. But, yeah, I've always been a Seattle fan. My dad's a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, so it's fun to be in the house around football season.
You said, like, you're kind of – when you get – after your ride's over, you get done, and the bullfighters kind of come in and take care of the – are all of them insane? Like, are they all crazy?
No, honestly. some of them you can go in there and pet and they like to be rubbed on, but others are crazy and they don't want any part of you. So
interesting.
They've got characteristics just like us.
You've got an amazing cowboy hat, as I would expect. Do
bell buckle strong too?
Yeah, bell buckle is strong. Do you have
a championship bell buckle?
Like if you've ever toured like with some of the hat acts, as they call them, like they carry on a box for their hat when they fly places so that their hat doesn't get damaged. Do you have a hat box?
My head. That's the only hat box I have.
Okay, that's good, because it's always a little weird when you see like...
He's not a fiddle player, dude.
No, but like you'll see like some of the big names in country like will go around and then they're trying to fit their hat box in the overheads and they're awkwardly shaped for the overheads and
so
it
like
never
Hank,
works.
Hank has like 16 hat
like,
boxes?
Like straight and like, you know, like your old school country guys. They got and they're... They're big. They have to be to fit a big old hat. But your hat is in really pristine shape. So I just wanted to know if you had a hat box. It's a totally reasonable question.
Pristine shape.
I don't think it's a reasonable question at all, Cooper.
Thank you. Do you got a favorite city when you're out on tour to be in other than Nashville?
Nashville is my favorite, but probably Vegas because it's our finals and it's time to get it done.
When is the next event after this? Like, how long do you get in between events to sort of get
a week break? And so I get to go watch the McGregor-Mayweather fight, and then we're going to Thackerville, Oklahoma, the next weekend. So,
nice. Are you going out to Vegas for the Mayweather-McGregor
no,
fight?
No, I'll just be watching on TV.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right, so you open the door then. I just saw the Maloof brothers that just put $800,000 down, the guys who used to own the Kings on Mayweather. There's no chance for McGregor, right?
Man, there's probably not, but I'm a McGregor fan, so I've got to kind of stand behind him. And there's a little hope. If he can hit him with one punch, I think he's okay.
There you go. Yeah, it better be good.
That's the thing. It only takes one punch, and I think a bunch
and
of us.
And smaller gloves now, too, so yeah. That helps both of us.
I'm not sure, though, a bunch of us aren't rooting for, let's face it. I think what a lot of people want is Conor to sort of, like, just have that thing go off and then kick him in the head and knock him out.
And then he loses
all $100 million.
Yeah, but then how much money is he going to make on Mayweather McGregor 2? Because you know we will get Mayweather McGregor 2, like the sequel.
We're all huge fans of McGregor, and all of us don't like Floyd Mayweather personally. So we can all root for Conor McGregor together in that fight.
Yeah, that's fair. So, guys, go check it out. Obviously, Music City Knockout. And then you can also follow Cooper on Twitter, at Cooper Todd Davis. Follow him out there and keep up with all of it. Are you out at the party happening beforehand, too, out on the plaza, or just inside the arena?
No, I'll be inside getting ready. But
that makes sense. You might want to get ready for it.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, best of luck, man. Thanks for taking some time and hanging out with us.
Thank you, guys.
I really appreciate it. So, when we come back, there's a conversation about pattern of misconduct that we're going to have relating to college football. We'll do that. But, again, thanks to Cooper Davis for coming out. Julian, as we go to break, let's give away some free stuff. Caller number 5-615-737-1025. That's right. This makes sense. You're going to win a four-pack of tickets to see PBR, Professional Bull Riding, at Bridgestone Arena, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, 615-737-1025. Caller number 5 going to get there. And when you get out there, go out and say hi to Cooper. So we'll do that. We'll do all of our conversation next. Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game.